Philippians chapter 2. If there be therefore any consolation in the Messiah, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, fulfill you my joy, that you be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Let nothing be done through strife or vain boasting, but in lowliness of mind let each esteem each other better than themselves. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Let this mind be in you, which was also in the Messiah Yeshua, who, being in the form of Yahweh, thought it not robbery to be equal with Yahweh, but made of himself no reputation, and took upon himself the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even the death of the torture stake. Wherefore Yahweh also has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Yeshua every knee should bow, of things in heaven, of things in earth, and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Yeshua the Messiah is sovereign, to the praise of Yahweh the Father. Wherefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is Yahweh which works in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Do all things without murmurings and disputings, that you may be blameless and harmless, the sons of Yahweh, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom you shine as lights in the world, holding forth the word of life, that I may rejoice in the day of the Messiah, that I have not run in vain, neither labored in vain. Yes, and if I be offered upon the sacrifice and service of your faith, I joy and rejoice with you all. For the same cause also do you joy and rejoice with me. But I trust in the Master Yeshua to send Timothy shortly to you, that I also may be of good comfort when I know your state. For I have no man like-minded who will naturally care for your state, for all seek their own, not the things which are Yeshua the Messiah's. But you know the proof of him, that as a son with the Father he has served with me in the good news. Him, therefore, I hope to send presently, so soon as I shall see how it will go with me. But I trust in Yahweh that I also myself shall come shortly. Yet I supposed it necessary to send to you Epaphroditus, my brother, and companion in labor, and fellow soldier, but your messenger, and he that ministered to my wants. For he longed after you all, and was full of heaviness, because you had heard that he had been sick. For indeed he was sick near unto death. But Yahweh had mercy on him, and not on him only, but on me also, lest I should have had sorrow upon sorrow. I sent him therefore the more carefully, that when you see him again, you may rejoice, and that I may be the less sorrowful. Receive him therefore in Yahweh with all gladness, and hold such in reputation, because for the work of the Messiah he was near unto death, not regarding his life, to supply your lack of service toward me. End of chapter.